As a survivor of narcissistic abuse, your struggles are unique, different than what most people face in day-to-day situations. That's why there's a lot of shame around our recovery process. When we are trying to stay afloat, we are expected to fly. When we are limping, we are expected to run. Because according to them, enough time has passed for us to be okay, but we're not okay still. Then that brings in a lot of chronic shame. Not only from them, it comes from within. We become our own enemies and we start putting ourselves down for not performing the way we are expected to perform. And that leads to disenfranchised trauma and pain, which only keeps you stuck because we do not get the space, time, and validation needed to truly move on. On the first day of 2024, I come to you with hope. I come to you with all the validation that I needed when I was struggling at a very basic level. Today in this episode, I'll be talking about six things that you should not be ashamed of doing as a survivor of narcissistic abuse. And before we begin with number one, let's set an intention. Today, while listening to this video, I'll try to be compassionate towards myself. I'll radically self-accept and I'll try to offer myself all the empathy, kindness, and compassion that I offer others. Number one, sleeping for more than 15 hours a day and still wanting to sleep more. Feeling exhausted, you don't want to engage in any activity whatsoever. This is called hypersomnia. It's a trauma response and it has been activated for a reason. You need to understand that you have been climbing this mountain of narcissistic abuse for years without a minute of rest. That has taken a toll on your body, emotionally, psychologically, most importantly, physically. Every cell in your body is dead tired. I mean, exhausted, totally exhausted. There is no energy left. So why judge yourself? Why push yourself to do more when you do not have the capacity? Why try to be different when this is the only thing that you're feeling currently? Society or people around you, even your own family and friends, might push you to do more, sleep less, distract yourself, take up a new project, or try dating again. But ask yourself and be honest, do you have the strength to do any of that? No. If you don't have, then why push yourself? This is needed. Your body is trying to recover. It is resting deeply and still feeling exhausted because it needs more of it. It's going through a deep and an intense process of recovery and it wants you to give it that time and space. I'm nobody to give you any kind of permission. But still, if you need somebody to tell you it's okay, I am telling you today, it's okay. I am giving you the permission to fully rest and sleep the way your body needs to sleep. Number two, not brushing your teeth for weeks in a row due to chronic fatigue. It's not just about brushing your teeth, it's about taking care of your basic hygiene. You don't have the strength. There have been days in my life when I didn't even have this strength to open my mouth, use my vocal cords, and come up with a word. There have been days when I have taken minutes to gather the strength to respond to people who were asking basic questions like, do you need water? Do you need something? I have struggled and I know, and you know, as a survivor of narcissistic abuse, sometimes you feel totally collapsed. You can't even move your hands. I've been there. You can't even, you know, blink, which is an unconscious response. That takes a lot of energy. It's okay. Take one step at a time. Whenever you feel you're ready to take care of anything around you, do it then only, not when you're expected to. Because these people who push you or who shame you do not understand what you're actually going through internally, how many battles you're still fighting. On one hand, you are trying to comprehend it was a lie, all of it. On the second hand, now you're thinking of gathering your pieces because you see yourself shattered. It's only you who knows what it is like going through, and you need to honor that. These people may be trying to give you a little bit of push, and they may have positive intentions, but you need to still do what you feel like doing and give yourself the permission to collapse. Number three, avoiding showers for a week or so because you don't have the physical strength to go in there and to just clean your body. That sounds simple to others, but it's not simple for your body. It just doesn't have that capacity to feel water right now. People may think or call you unhygienic, unclean, this, that, and the other. Again, I have to tell you the same thing. It's okay. What they do not see and understand is years, months of emotional and psychological turmoil you are dealing with and you're trying to wash internally. And it's sticky, it doesn't go away. That's why you're struggling hard. You are trying to cope with it, and all of that energy is just used there. Ditch the social norms that expect you to be performing. You have been performing for the narcissists for a long time. Now be authentic to yourself. It's okay if things are not going the way you expected them to go. Maybe this is a coincidence, but today I am having a bad day. After months of having an amazing time, today I am feeling collapsed. I don't have any strength. Today is the first day of 2024 and I had thought and planned to start a new habit like skipping or doing a little bit more of my spiritual practices, but I don't feel like that, so I won't beat myself up. It's fine. You know, narcissists program you to be the biggest critic of your own self because they keep shaming you, belittling you, and humiliating you for small things, small failures, small flaws. And then it becomes a habit of ours to become our own narcissist. A small mistake, and then we start putting ourselves down. We don't need anybody tell us we are a failure. We keep chewing on the same message, the same internalized core belief. The narcissist projected that belief on you and made it your reality, when in reality, it is their reality and they never accepted it. So now you have to wash that off. You have to clean it off and you have to release it. Number four, and this one I have talked about in depth and detail in another episode, having a messy house, having clutter all around, you can't get a hold of it. You want to, you desire to clean it up. You desire to get everything organized, but you can't. You don't feel a strength. You're not doing anything at all physically, but still you feel tired. So what many people do is they push themselves. They motivate themselves into completing it and still fail in the middle of it. Because it's the inner clutter, and the outer clutter is just a manifestation of it. It's so scattered in your head and you're trying to get a hold of it. As I said earlier, all of your energy and resources are spent in doing that. This outer clutter is a smaller problem compared to what you're going through within. So what you need to do is acknowledge it and maybe watch the bigger video on how clutter is a trauma response. You can click the I button above or the link in the description, and it will help you understand why you're not able to keep your environment clean. It's fine. People may judge you, but as I said earlier, nobody knows. Nobody was there with you. This is what I tell people and myself. Nobody was there with you suffering alongside or remedying your situation, somehow making it better for you, healing you. Nobody was there. You were in it all alone. And now these people come in and have the right to pass comments. No, they may say whatever they want to, but that is not applicable to you. Number five, not being able to change your clothes when you truly want to, but still you don't have the strength to do any of that. Whenever I feel really tired, whenever I feel exhausted, what I'm wearing today is what I wear. Yes, it is clean. Thank God I do have the help now and I do have the capability to keep things very clean, but I still wear it. It is very comfortable. It's cozy. And I have seen this in so many trauma survivors. They have a blanket, heavy blanket, or this kind of sweater or something that brings them comfort. If you feel comfortable in something, a pillow, a teddy bear, a blanket, anything else, keep it near. People may tell you, oh, this needs to be washed. It's fine if you don't feel like that. You may not be able to change your clothes also because you're not able to get out of your bed. They call it bed rotting nowadays. It's a trending term, or they call it nesting. It's fine. You may be bed rotting. You may be nesting. Your body is trying to move from total immobilization to mobilization, which is an internal shift, a shift of your nervous system. Your body was carrying this weight for years, and now that it can finally let it go, it's totally collapsed. Imagine carrying 1,000 pounds on your shoulders continuously for years. They are crumbling. They're falling apart, breaking apart, but still they held the weight. They somehow helped you survive, which is your resilience. But now that you have taken it off, of course they're going to feel that exhausted. The truth is, our society and our different cultures are not compassionate. They're cruel. I may be exaggerating or generalizing it, but this is what I have seen. For example, work culture. If you're not able to go to work, or if they see you, you're not changing your clothes, you will be judged. You will get a lot of criticism. People will start making faces, won't they? It's unforgiving. That's why we need to be more compassionate and nicer to each other, but this is the current scenario. So I'm telling you all this so that you do not take any of that personally, and know that it's a biologically correct response and state given what you have been through. Sixth one, and one of the biggest and the most painful struggles, is to suffer from an illness or a condition for which there is no clear medical explanation. Doctors are not able to answer your questions. They're not able to rule out what is actually going on. For example, psychosomatic pain, psychosomatic nose bleeding came to my mind earlier. Psychosomatic IBS, psychosomatic seizures. Have you heard of them? They're like epileptic seizures, but they're not actually that. They don't have an anatomical origin, but they just are similar to those kind of seizures. Doctors try to scan your brain, run MRIs and this, that, and the other. Still no answers. That is quite frustrating. All your health conditions like IBS, eczema, other skin issues, autoimmune diseases and disorders. Sometimes they're chronic and lifelong. They don't go away fully and they just become better. Other times you fully recover from them miraculously, which is really nice. And that happened in my case. But these conditions, what can you do about them? Give yourself time, space, and seek proper help and right answers, because doctors unknowingly might put you on antibiotics, pain medication, or things that will try to resolve the symptoms without working on the root cause. You have to work on the root cause. Maybe seek the help of a homeopathic doctor. Try to understand what Ayurveda, Indian medicine, says about it. It's really potent and powerful, but give yourself the permission to do so. Don't beat yourself for not being healthy enough or for not recovering from a month's old cold. Yeah, that happens. Or a small problem that is expected to go away within a couple of days, like a rash or so. It doesn't go away. It just stays. It's your body's expression of the discomfort it has experienced. That pain is your body crying. Listen to it. Try to make it better. But I promise you this, if you give it your compassion and kindness like I do whenever I am in pain, it soothes that pain more than anything else. I don't know if that will work in your case or not, but that is the key to God. With that, let's bring this episode to an end and make a promise to ourselves that we'll be more compassionate, more understanding, empathetic, kind, generous, and present throughout this year that is ahead of us. We won't push ourselves or set goals that are extremely difficult to achieve. We'll try to make slow recovery, slow progress, because that is sure progress. We'll try to be what we become for others when they are in pain. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you a very happy new year, and I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.